French Open officials today fining Naomi Osaka $15,000 for skipping a post-match news conference and voicing concern for players' mental and emotional health. But is that fine justified, and what kind of precedent does it set? Because she can afford the money, and that's not what has a lot of people talking about this today. So for more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Maureen Weston, professor of law at Pepperdine University Caruso School of Law and director of the Entertainment, Media, and Sports Dispute Resolution Project. So good to have you here this afternoon. Was she right to say no media, even if this was in her contract?
Well, I think any time an athlete or any person cites mental health, that those concerns have to be paramount. And so sports response should be to pause and ask how they can help. And in this case, it sounds like the Grand Slam tourney organizers did attempt to engage in a dialogue with her, but then they cited the escalating consequences. So she said that she would be willing to pay the fine, but the consequences, it sounds like it could lead up to disqualification. So that seems punitive in this case. But when someone cites mental health, take a pause on that point. Now, they're worried about the precedent this could set, and certainly the press conference helps grow the sport, engage the fans, engage the sponsors, and that is, she signed up to play tennis, mm-hmm. but she also signed the contract. And I think my concern here, certainly with athlete mental health, but also the process, in fairness to the tournament organizers, there is a process for getting a therapeutic use exemption from the type of doping rules, and there's a process for seeking an accommodation in advance if there's mental health and can be considered a disability under the Americans with Disabilities Act or at the international level. There's a process for that as well.
It can, but if you're officials, like you said, try to engage with her. She said no, thank you. So if you're not going to talk to people and let them understand what's wrong with you, you can't get help. So why not just say, well, okay, until you're ready to talk, we can't let you go back out and play for your safety because this is also a violation of your contract, but we're also concerned about your health.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're concerned as much about her health as the bottom line in terms of the sponsorship and that.
But she was well enough to play. And that's a stressful game.
Right. And so she says she wants to put all of her focus on tennis, right? So an athlete signs up to play tennis, and then they have to become a press personality. And Osaka has been very vocal on social justice issues, and there's been a whole sea change in terms of athletes standing up for social justice issues in the past year. And so the tournament organizers, the NBA, the NFL, all of sport has had to really adjust to this power shift that's happened because she is such a face of empowerment in sports. So, it's definitely a difficult situation from the organizers because I think they are trying to be sensitive, but then again, it is a business. But in this case, hopefully they can be more innovative in terms of, trying to come up with a creative solution to address timing. But they want to have equal treatment for the players. But once again, I've read that Osaka said that she has social anxiety from these experiences. So that just raises a need for sensitivity in these circumstances. But process is certainly an issue about how she went about this just in advance on social media. Rather than a dialogue in advance of the tournament.
I wish we had more time. We only have about 30 or 45 seconds left. But is mental health untouchable these days when it comes to a situation like this for somebody trying to call her out? Because this has been very divisive on social media with people, siding with her and those that are saying, well, wait a minute, this just, this isn't right.
I think we need to err on the side of preserving mental health concerns and I don't think athletes or individuals are lightly, using that as an excuse. When you consider what everyone has gone through, particularly athletes and students in the past year of lockdowns, they're living in a world of social media, of social comparison, constant. So you post something on Twitter and you have 10 million people, saying things about you. So I think they're young. They're in their 20s. And they're living in this under this constant scrutiny. So I would say, you know, we need to think more. She's actually causing us to think more about the expectations that we put on these heroes, the athletes that we look up to so much, and that the world is on their shoulders. And it's time we just take, you know, consider it from their point of view as well.